I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, you know, Hollywood has been chasing China dollars for years now. China's screens have exploded. It is on track to become the number one film market in the world, eclipsing the United States. So there's just been this gold rush trying to get at the China money. It's not so easy for the studios. Unless they're a co-production, they don't get a huge percentage of box office, but it's still something is better than nothing. And if you can make it into a co-production so that it gets that kind of treatment where it has certain Chinese elements, you actually get half the money. So this is something Hollywood has found very hard to resist. And the problem is, China has a lot of standards about what they want to see on the screen, and therefore, studios have been self-censoring, and South Park has now flushed this out into a huge controversy.
Yeah, South Park, like it does often, just went at the issue head-on. They had an episode basically calling out Hollywood for kowtowing to a communist, repressionist regime. And unfortunately for South Park, the episode got it banned in China, or I guess maybe fortunately, since we're talking about them. Everything South Park has been scrubbed from the Chinese internet. They're not showing it. They're not allowing people to discuss it. And, you know, the South Park creators put out a cheeky statement afterward, essentially saying, "Long live China. You know, we love money. We love money more than free speech just as much as anyone."
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think a lot of people are going back and looking at South Park who may have drifted away over the years and to see these episodes. This comes against the backdrop, of course, of the protests in Hong Kong, where the Chinese government is trying to crack down. It has heartened protesters in Hong Kong, and also this egregious situation in China of massive human rights violation against the Uyghur population, people incarcerated in basically concentration camps. So this is serious business. It's a really uncomfortable situation for liberal Hollywood, for progressive, human rights oriented Hollywood to kind of say, yeah, we're going to have to shut up about what China's doing. So South Park got involved, and also the NBA. The NBA is huge in China. Houston Rockets executive Daryl Morey briefly tweeted and then deleted support for the Hong Kong protesters. That was enough to get China crazed and on a vendetta against the Houston Rockets. The NBA tried to sort of stand up. Weirdly, LeBron James put his foot in it. You know, LeBron James has been great on a lot of issues. He provoked Laura Ingraham to say shut up and dribble, but he didn't shut up. And he sort of said people should stay out of things if they don't know. It was just weird. And a lot of commentators, including a lot of African-American commentators, are like, what are you doing, LeBron?
Yeah, this has really been a tough one for the NBA as well as Hollywood, because it's a direct conflict between the ideals that they claim to espouse and the bottom line. And if you talk to executives in Hollywood, top executives, they're very honest about this. They are a global business. They operate in tons of different markets that have different standards and different levels of freedom amongst their people. And they cannot afford to not be in China. So if it means self-censoring or, you know, altering their business slightly to kowtow to a communist and repressionist regime, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this whole series of incidents is now going to increase the focus, and I wouldn't be surprised to see filmmakers speaking out more vocally when they are asked, if they are asked, to make some changes to scripts to accommodate the Chinese. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.